hour number three already on this Wednesday night. Glad you're along. We are going to spend more time this hour on the, in our opinion, ever-increasing and dangerous topic of shedding, horizontal transmission, however you want to phrase it. We don't know exactly what's being shed. We do know that many people are eminently available to be shed upon and show reactions thereafter. Not good reactions. And we're going to talk to one person who has had such an experience here shortly. But we do think that this issue of shedding was probably part of the construct of the entire fake vaccine campaign to reduce the world population. They knew what they were building would turn into a shedding issue at some point. That's why they said our target is about 80%. We want to buy, if we can vaccinate 80% of the world, we're in good shape. I think it was 80. Point is, they built this in to the so-called vax. It's a bioweapon. They knew that if they could get the great majority, I'm speaking for myself right now, vaxed, that the shedding issue would come in and clean up the rest. Not to even mention the booster thing. God only knows what's in that. We were told that Pfizer was going to double the dose for every booster shot. We were told also that children are getting adult doses. This whole thing is sickeningly insane and worse. But we do, again, and we don't blow our horns here, but we were the first to really present shedding on a regular and critically important basis for people to understand that there was a risk out there when they were involved with their vaxxed opposites, whether they were vaxxed being around the unvaxxed or the unvaxxed, which our special guest is, being around the vaxxed. So we also think that people who have just recently gotten vaxxed may be more prone to shedding than otherwise. But that's a guess at this point. Remember, what we're doing here is we're on the outside looking in, trying to connect dots that we really sometimes can't even see. But we've done, I think, a pretty good job of it for all of you, so you'll have the data that you can use to make better decisions on how you're going to conduct your life. Erica, welcome back, young lady.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Good to be here again.
You are still young, aren't you?
I don't know.
Hey, listen, I feel
like I've been here a long time.
Yeah, and we're being beaten up all the time, too. I think most of the American public, whether they know it or not, is suffering from PTSD. You can't go through this for 2.5 years and not suffer emotionally. I think all things considered, we're holding up, and hopefully all you are out there as well. So your thoughts on shedding at this point?
It's alarming. I continue to hear and read stories about it. And this is not just a minor inconvenience for a lot of people. I mean, some people have been debilitated and bedridden for weeks at a time, trying to recover.
And it doesn't seem
to take much, I guess, depending on the source, to put people into some sort of a tailspin where, you know, in many cases, they feel like they're at death's door.
We have had reports of people dying, not sure of the circumstances. Maybe they went into a hospital feeling so badly and they were given remdesivir and that killed them. I don't know. But at the very least, there are an awful lot of people who have become very, very sick simply hanging around in the same room with vaxxed people, being in a car with vaxxed people. It doesn't matter. Touching vaxxed people, which may be one of the key and most potent means of transmission. Touching. We don't know. But we've got someone on the program with us this hour. We're very grateful to Sherry for coming on. There is a phone line issue. We will be able to hear her fine, but if either Erica or myself says anything, we're going to get an echo back. So we probably won't say a whole lot, or we'll just ask Sherry to pause, and then we'll discuss what she's been sharing with us. So with that, let's welcome Sherry to the program. Thank you for offering to come on, Sherry, very much.
Hello, Jeff. Yes, you're welcome. And hello to Erica.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
I'm not sure where to start, I guess. Would you like me to start with the first exposure?
Yes, that would be a good place to start. Todd, we're okay with this. If you could turn Sherry up a little louder, if you can, that would be good. Or Sherry, get a little closer to the receiver when you're talking.
I'm on top of it.
Very good. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So just go ahead and take it from the beginning.
Well, the first exposure was a year ago when a friend came by that I hadn't seen in a long time. And before I didn't even think about had she taken this shot. And we talked, and she hugged me before she left, which she normally would not do, but anyway, she did. By the next day, I knew I was sick.
Excuse me, Sherry, interruption here. Can you describe, first of all, she didn't say she was shot. You didn't know.
But I learned later that she was promoting it.
Oh, my. Okay. Now, this bothers me, and I'm sure it bothers you to this very moment, that she would hug you knowing you weren't vaxxed and she was. Can you describe the hug a little bit more for us? What kind of a hug was it?
Well, you know, she just put both arms around me very close, up close.
Got it.
I mean, we've been friends for a long time.
Sure.
Okay.
And, really, you know, very appropriate.
Okay.
And
go right ahead.
I just didn't think anything about it.
Were you wearing long sleeves, or were you?
No, short sleeves. Just
okay. So there was skin to skin contact.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
There was.
All right. Very good. Go ahead, Sherry. That's a good start.
And by the next day, I realized I was getting something. And I took zinc, which I normally do, and it usually takes care of anything. I'm never sick because I always catch it early. And that it did help. But then I realized that I, in the following days, weeks, months, I was just very tired. We had a garden, and you know, I didn't even feel like going out to the garden and taking care of anything. I was just too tired, which was the primary symptom, other than I did have a nosebleed that lasted a little bit, and it was a very minor, very small amount of blood for mm-hmm. 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, by this, that was in July, finally by maybe September, October, and just reading and listening to you, I finally put together what was going on. And it was around that time that I finally found out that she had taken this shot as well. I didn't know it until then.
And she was, pushing and promoting the idea, yes?
Yes. Well, she... That's the kind of person she is for everything, you know.
Okay.
But my husband as well got... His was exhaustion, too. He was just very tired in the summer, fall. It was taking 2 days to mow the lawn when, you know, normally one day he had it done.
Okay, hold on again, please, if I might, Sherry. This is important. Did your husband see her in your home, talk to her in your home, or have any contact with her at all?
No, he was not here then.
Uh-huh. Okay,
no,
so
I think he took it from me.
Secondhand transmission. That's what we're looking at, maybe. Okay, go right ahead, please.
Me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we both stayed really tired all winter.
Oh, my.
And I don't know, this finally, I guess it's been maybe a couple of months ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to take ivermectin from the farm store.
Sure.
And, you know, in about 4 days, my energy started coming back to more normal, and his as well.
So you got the paste for both of you, and you both used it, and it did begin to produce results within a few days. That's very good. Erica, go ahead.
Do you know how many shots she had had when you first had that contact exposure?
No, I do not. And, you know, she's someone that I'm not in contact with too much or very often.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of somebody I prefer to just leave alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she's someone you don't dare ask such a question of.
Sure.
So I have no idea.
Okay, so
and you don't know which manufacturer either, probably.
No, I don't know anything other than she sent me an email, you know, promoting the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what she said exactly, but it was enough for me to know that she had been there.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't mean to incite in any way reactions regarding your friend, but since she knew you were anti-vax, and yet she was pro-vax, what is she thinking when she's hugging you like that? You don't have to answer that.
No, she didn't. She had no thought whatsoever that this would cause a problem.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, totally innocent in that sense.
She totally believed it was just a vaccine and that was all it was and no worries.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, absolutely. And that it was good for us and everybody should do it.
Got it.
It was what will be helpful. You know, it'll stop this.
Okay.
I mean, that she's totally in.
Got it. All right, go ahead.
So, you know, she didn't know anything. Still doesn't, I'm sure.
Gee. All right, so you go through the winter, you both get the ivermectin, and that does something for you.
Absolutely,
this is,
and we still take it once a week.
Okay. All right.
And
now, you said something in your first email to me. Within a month or so, my husband started being very tired, and it took him 2 days to mow the lawn. It usually takes him one. Okay. Has he recovered his former state of energy and zest for lawn mowing? Is he back to normal, in other words?
Better. I was thinking about it. In the last couple of weeks, he seems to be more so, yes.
Good.
Finally.
Did it have any impact on how you see him, his age, his general state of health? Did he go downhill? How was his state of aging?
You know, he is 67, and I'm 70. And we have done all the health things for 40 years. So,
great.
You know, we've never had any major health issues.
Got it.
So, he really is in great shape for his age.
Good.
But over the winter, he aged, to me, 10 years. And I'm just beginning to see that change.
In his facial appearance?
Yes.
His facial appearance. Now, we've heard this before, and I'll ask Erica to comment on this. People have said that aging is one of the key hallmarks of getting shot up with this stuff, that they look and act older. They physically look older, and sometimes frighteningly so. Correct, Erica?
Yeah, I would agree with that, yes. And, well, you know why that is? I think there's some horrendous oxidative stress going on. You know, we have the lipid nanoparticles. I don't know if those are being shed into the environment. And those are endocrine disruptors all by themselves. But then we have the spike protein that we know at the very least, interferes with iron metabolism. And when you're not able to regulate iron in the body, you have a shortage of oxygen where you need it, and oxidative stress, which will you know, cause you to rust, age.
Now, here's a man who did not have direct contact with the vaxxed friend. So this came from his wife inadvertently, and this is secondhand shedding transmission. And he looked 10 years older. Did you say 10? Whatever. He looked a lot older.
Yes, yes.
All right.
But I will say that is starting to change.
Nice to hear. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
So with respect to you and your condition, you developed a clot?
Yes.
Where was that?
You know, the first thing that I noticed probably in November was on the right lower leg, right at the bottom of the leg, center, was a, I first noticed the vein just looking raised and red, almost like an ulceration. And it just stayed that way for maybe a couple of weeks. And I just, you know, I didn't try to I put coconut oil on it, actually, to keep it softened. And that's all I did.
And now, this is after you were on the ivermectin, correct?
No, this was way before.
This is
ivermectin we only took in the last couple of months.
Very good. Thanks for clearing that up. Okay, so prior to ivermectin, you find a clot or a raised vein on your lower right leg. Okay, go ahead.
And then, you know, that was last, I would say, November or December. And I was very, very exhausted during that time, slept a lot. And honestly, I needed to because I have not slept well in 5 years due to an accident. So it was wonderful to sleep.
Got it.
But nevertheless, we came through the spring, and I, you know, low energy still for me, a lot. We usually put out some garden, and there I didn't feel like doing anything. I hardly even have gone outside very much. And until we took the ivermectin, and that made the most significant difference in a hurry. Now, back in 1st of May, I did start taking Carnivora to help my immune system, and it has helped other certain issues.
Very good to hear. We think the world of Carnivora.
It has helped because I've had a lot of digestive issues that have been much more intense since the accident.
Got it.
And so that really did help that. But the biggest thing is back, I guess it's been the 1st of July. I woke up during the night with my left lower leg on the outside, a little above and outside the ankle, a vein that was swollen. It was hurting tremendously. This, you know, and so I got up and I was hurting so much I could hardly walk, and came into the kitchen and got water and just started drinking a lot of water. I mean, I intuitively knew what it was.
And now, this is not your right leg. This is your other leg.
Right, yes, that's correct. It's the left leg now.
Okay.
And, you know, I stayed up a long time. I put on a support hose I just did what felt like the right thing to do. I didn't know what to do.
That's smart.
And I drank a lot of water. I took different herbs and stayed up a few hours and finally went back to bed. And the pain did subside, but that stayed quite sore, and I wore a support hose for probably a week at least. And the veins in my lower around my ankles are well, they were injured in the accident, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not strong like normally would be.
Right.
And then within the week, I don't remember exactly, I woke up again during the night with my left wrist. It's actually the vein comes up from the thumb area, a little above the wrist. It was swollen, very enlarged, the vein. And one spot that was so, just like on the leg, was so tender, and I knew it was a clot again. And this was, but this was much more painful. And I really, I just drank a lot of water, put a support hose on that was tight enough to help somewhat, and after a while went back to bed. But it, the pain was, very intense. And I have to say that I woke up then later during the night, and I knew I was dying for quite a long time. If you've ever been there, you know what it feels like. And finally it went up enough.
Some people might say, well, this is obviously tied into what happened to her 5 years ago.
No.
What would you say to them?
No
chance.
No. Not this situation. I don't think
so.
Yes,
okay.
I had a near-death experience during the accident. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
But it was not like this.
Understand. Now, Erica, these sudden clots and blown out veins, popped up veins, are suggestive of amyloid clots.
Well, yeah, definitely clotting, and that's a feature of spike protein poisoning. Are you taking any sort of anticoagulant, aspirin, natokinase, serrapeptase?
I took aspirin for a few days.
Okay.
And the veins look much better. Now the right hand and the same vein in that up from the wrist, it has been enlarging on me. The left has now looks pretty normal since that happened. And you know, I am drinking excessive amounts of water for most people, and I need it. My body needs it, and that helps take that back down. I can tell a difference within a minute when I drink a pint of water.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it thins out the blood
somewhat, but you know, the spike is causing the blood to clot.
Yes, I understand that. You know,
I think
take
we
a lot
should
of supplements and different things.
Right. I think we should rewind this just a little bit and go back to that hug. Now, for those of you out there who follow this story that we're reporting on week in and week out, you'll understand about shedding, and you'll understand that a touch is enough, apparently, to transmit or transfer spike protein, possibly mRNA, depending upon what has been exuded at that area of the body of the vaccinated person. Any sweat or anything can bring this right on out. It comes out. So when you touch someone else, you're potentially spreading. And what you're hearing are the results here. And this is not a minor issue. These are major issues. Now, Sherry said she felt she was dying. Was this a physical pain of I'm going to die, or was this more of a deep-seated spiritual conscious feeling as well?
I knew it. I felt it, and it was being in a different place mentally, emotionally.
Got it. Okay.
And the pain was so intense that honestly I didn't care.
Wow. Hi, let me ask you about, go ahead. I was going to ask you about her husband, too, but you go ahead.
Well, I'm just wondering, are you getting re-exposed? Are you around a lot of other vax people since that?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you know what? I had been nowhere until this last time that this happened. I had been to a store for the first time since last fall. I mean, I had gone no place.
Huh.
And my husband goes and gets what we need and comes home. And so I
How is he doing?
One trip. Did it.
How is he doing, Sherry? How is his energy level? Still down?
It is much better. He is, you know, in the last 2 weeks he is really doing much better after the ivermectin.
Good.
And I'm pushing more water on him as well, trying to.
And when you listen, excuse me again, we got this little phone thing. When you listen to Erica and I talk about shedding and read these stories that we do, and they cut her off again. She'll be back.
Okay.
Every program practically, they cut Erica off. Just little games. We're listening. When you listen to us, reading stories about people who have been shed upon and the diversity of things that happened to them. It's not just one or two things. It's a lot of things. What were your thoughts when you were listening? How did it strike you?
Well, I'll tell you. I have been through so much in the last 5 years since this accident.
Yeah.
That it doesn't faze me. I know that must be hard to understand, but you have to understand where I've been. I mean, I've been at death's door.
I understand. I got it.
And I just take things a day at a time anymore. I didn't get upset or stressed about these clots.
What is your current clot situation?
Well, apparently there are none. I mean, the vein stayed sore several days.
Uh-huh.
And then they just sort of went down, and it's fine.
Well, this is really good, a good thing to hear about. Eric, are you back yet? No. All right, well, we'll get her. And what happened that you want to relate in addition to what we've been through?
Well, you know, in terms of things that have helped and what I think, what I'm doing now that I think will help even more is a parasite cleanse and to cleanse the intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that probably most people never heard of using castor oil packs on the abdomen, but they are really helpful. And people have no idea the condition of the intestines, and that's a huge part of the immune system. And, you know, my immune system is weak, or I would not have picked this up so easily. Because I know people who are out running around, no mask, and have all the time, and they don't get sick.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's a very fair admission. Your immune system, you feel, was weak to begin with, and so when you got hugged, you got tagged.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Okay, anything else you want to add? I think, Erica, are you back?
I'm back.
How was your vacation?
Oh, not bad.
All right.
Not long enough.
No. Okay, well, we've just kind of wrapped this up. Unless there's anything else, Sherry, that you want to add that you think's important, we've got a lot of people listening. This is very helpful. This, you got tagged. I mean, that was a quickie because your immune system was not up to its full potential, and we understand why. I got it.
Yes. Well, that's the basic thing, but I will say that people do not drink enough water. And we, you know, we just don't comprehend that. And I would like to recommend a book that everybody look at. And it's an old book by a doctor from Andiv whose name I cannot pronounce. But the name of the book is Your Body's Many Cries for Water.
Oh, that's Dr. Batman Galeej.
Yes, yes.
I know him. I knew him. He's passed on now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, this book is wonderful.
He's Iranian. He was an Iranian doctor.
Oh, okay.
And he was working with prisoners. When they overthrew the Shah, he ended up in prison. And prisoners were having all kinds of issues. And he was prescribing that they increase their water. As you know, you read the book. And his name was, again, unusual, Batman Galeej. But, yes, I'm very familiar with his work. Your Body's Many Cries for Water. Very good. Sherry, we have to move on, and that was really superb. We appreciate it. Erica, go ahead. Finish up with whatever you might have.
So, your husband's okay now, or recovering?
Yes.
Yeah, his energy is almost back to normal.
To being back to where he was.
Yeah.
Okay, with the only issue having been fatigue?
That was the biggest issue that I saw, yes.
Okay.
And him looking 10 years older.
Yes, that issue.
Okay, that's again a hallmark from people who get shed upon. The vaxxed, too. My God, they look 10 years older. I hear that all the time. Okay. Well, Sherry, thank you very much for being with us, and give your best to your husband from both of us.
Well,
okay,
thank you,
Erica.
Thank you both, and I hope this is helpful.
Very much so. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Now, there are, God only knows how many people who have not been vaxxed, and they've been protective of that, who come into contact with the vaxxed. And they don't understand that a simple touch can do it. Remember the story about the woman, she got a hug from, I don't know, sister or something on her cheek? Remember that?
Oh, there's been several like that.
Yes.
And that's all it took.
And the energy goes, Sherry was very lucky to have been smart enough to drink water. However that impacted or interacted with the formation of obvious clotting, it worked in her case. Now that she was taking other things as well, supplements, but the ivermectin, we like the idea, I think I can speak for Erica, of taking it once a week when needed, maybe more often when needed, okay? Maybe daily. But don't take it prophylactically. We're not big fans of that.
Yeah, you do have to be careful with things that are designed to kill, well, parasites generally, but, you know, ivermectin is good for a lot more than that. It says right on the label that if you use it too much too often, you can put selective pressure on parasites and you will get forms that are resistant to ivermectin. You definitely don't want that.
It's a real ace in the hole to have on hand. If you need it, it could save your life. It's that good.
Yeah, don't abuse it. Do not abuse it.
No. There have been recent stories about it being anti-cancer in some of its efficacy. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So it's quite a valuable commodity. And yes, you can get it at a horse store or an ag store. So keep that in mind. All right. We really are grateful. And any of you out there who have similar stories or other differing stories that you'd like to share, drop me a note and we'll see what we can do. We want to hear about the people who were involved with these things. We want it firsthand if we can. Now, that was a case of firsthand shedding and secondhand shedding. Her husband got it from her, not from the lady who gave her the hug. So that's important.
Yeah, that is also happening, unfortunately.
When you go through and monitor these shedding groups, what's changing?
The number of people in them?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I think that for the longest time, maybe up until recently, that people didn't realize that this was happening, that it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, despite what was happening last year, I think, you know, some people were stigmatized, they accused of being overly sensitive, whatever, but it was not taken seriously. And I think now they're, the people who had been skeptics, a lot of them have had a taste of this, and they know, in no uncertain terms, it's real.
Sherry was very forthright in saying that her immune system wasn't at all where she would like it to have been when she was hugged, and that has a lot to do with it. So all of you out there, just avoiding the shot and the Schwab, pun intended, in the nose isn't enough. You've got to build your immune system. And remember products like Bio Superfood with over 15,000 different nutrients in each capsule. You can't do better. We actually think you could almost live on it. I think you could. It's that nutrient rich. So to build your immune system, it's easy, and yet it takes a little thinking. So supplements are good, yes, but a basic diet that's healthful, you can't be beat. You can't. All right.
Yep.
We've got some readers for you from that Erica has pulled from these groups. What do you want to do?
Oh, you pick.
You have, you've got the page up?
Yep.
Okay, well, we've got cancer and vax. We've got child. We have dating, the repeat. This one. Let me just start out with this young man who, well, relatively young, tried to be able to visit his father in the hospital who had COVID. Okay, this is, and then you go from wherever you'd like. Our friend was hospitalized with COVID, so his 50-year-old son went out and got the vax so he could visit his father. Dad recovered in the hospital, but the son died days later. Dad wasn't able to attend the funeral, even though he recovered, but was still in quarantine. My neighbor had the shot on a Friday and got sick immediately after and was dead Sunday morning. Numerous people in the nursing home my friend works at died immediately after getting the injection. Redness at the injection site spread across their chests, and they all passed within a few days. So many stories to tell. I could go on and on. I work in an eye clinic. In my entire 30-year career, I've never seen so many eye issues, including a woman who went blind right after the vax. Double vision and so many vision anomalies that I have never seen before. I could go on for hours. So many stories from patients and friends who have lost loved ones. I can't even count them. It's overwhelming and depressing because most of my family took the shot even after I warned them. I fear for their future and the future of all of humanity. Many sleepless nights over the implications of this evil, anti-human agenda. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn, kiddo.
Okay, here's a shedding story. I've had headaches around the vax ever since the shots rolled out and issues with my cycle. When the boosters rolled out, I developed other symptoms, joint pain, rashes, lung pain. My husband never believed any of it. He denies shedding is real. He's been working around them for a year and a half now and suddenly has developed what seems to be Crohn's disease. He has diarrhea for the last month, weight loss, etc. Doctors didn't know what was wrong and just prescribed him probiotics. All the symptoms of Crohn's, which is an autoimmune disease, he'd have to have a colonoscopy to confirm, but I believe that's what it is. It definitely will lead to serious effects, even in those who don't feel it. You know, it may or may not be Crohn's. I think what people are overlooking with intestinal issues, gastric issues, stomach issues, is that these microclots can also affect, do affect, the intestinal tract. And when the intestinal tract does not have a blood supply, then the tissue starts to die. The good bacteria that make up the flora in your digestive tract, they struggle. And you very quickly develop dysbiosis, where you have this explosion, practically, proliferation of pathogenic bacteria, the ones that move in because there's low oxygen and rotting tissue. And they produce compounds in the process of eating your flesh and composting it, so to speak, and it releases very toxic byproducts as a result. And this can inflame the intestine and result in diarrhea, and it can actually do damage if it isn't addressed. But that's one possibility of what may be going on with this person.
Yeah.
Blood clots.
Amyloidosis, friends. They don't have to be blood clots. They can be amyloid protein clots.
Well, and you know, the amyloid can be affecting the nerve. You know, your intestinal tract is very rich in nerves. It's called the enteric nervous system. And it's, you know, has a lot of nerve endings there. And if those nerves are not functioning properly, then you may get some sort of stasis where the intestines are not moving as they should and things stagnate and putrefy, and again, you favor the proliferation of this pathogenic disease-causing bacteria.
Pericolase to the rescue.
Okay. Well, yeah, the clotting is serious. You know, even if you're not aware of it at the capillary level, but this, you know, when it is happening at the capillary level,
this can be
the result.
Nope. Nobody, you're right. Nobody's going to know if a capillary shuts down.
Right.
Or 10 or 20. This is the smallest little area that the blood can pass its cells through between your body's cells.
Right.
The littlest vein of all. Which one did you read there?
That was Shedding Skeptic, number 5.
No. All right. Cancer in the vaxxed. I have my single jabbed and fully jabbed nephew coming tomorrow to stay for 2 days. I will give you background. My brother and one sister and mother estranged for 11 years. Okay? So, nephew coming. My brother and one sister and mother estranged for 11 years. I recently had my word my brother wanted to see me. He is fully jabbed, age 47, with end-stage lung cancer they found only a month ago. A month ago. He's fully jabbed, and boom, he's got end-stage lung cancer. His lung is completely full of cancer and in his lymph nodes as well. They gave him 6 months, but said if he took chemo, he might get an extra 3, but the quality of life wouldn't be worth it for him. He decided he wouldn't take it. I went over to him and took him a blanket that I had made for his cold legs. Anyway, before I even got home, my glands in my neck were swollen up. And for 4 days, I suffered the normal shedding I get from other members of the family. So this person, whoever it is used to being shed upon. She can profile it.
Yeah, the reaction's almost instantaneous.
I suffered the normal shedding I get from other members of the family I rarely see. But my brother-in-law has bowel cancer. It's another cancer. And has weeks to live. My sister and her son are coming to say goodbye to my brother. I bought zeolite and pine needle tea. I'm sure there must be something else I'm missing. But I'm dreading her visit, albeit only 2 days' worth. I'm looking forward to seeing her, but the shedding is a big, big issue. So this person is used to being shed upon as suffering. Not good. You'd think that they'd make a command decision. Hey, I don't want to end up with cancer. Let's stop this. All right, yeah. That was number one up at the top. Go ahead.
Okay, this is concerning a child. My 11-year-old son is really suffering right now, and I'm pretty sure it's from shedding. He lives part-time, half-time, with his father and siblings, who are all jabbed, and a huge family that they see often who are jabbed. He's also getting ready to go back to school, where last year he was one of three kids out of 30 in the class that weren't jabbed. His symptoms are extreme nausea, tired all the time, and body aches. He has also been secondary shedding on me, but I'm not as bad. I've tried a few different things, but it's hard because he cannot take them when he's not at my house. I just started him on spirulina, chlorella, and a probiotic. He's also taken some herbal supplements like nosfomica and ginger. The nausea will not go away, and it's been weeks. I have him also on a bland diet to see if I can figure out if it's anything he might be eating, but haven't been able to identify anything. I would love any suggestions to help my baby. Thank you.
Well, yeah. These people are all just begging for help. Begging for help. Now, we've got this dating repeat. Where do you want to go? You want to do that? The dating
repeat? You might as well. That's pretty impactful.
All right. This is small text, but I think I'll be okay. I'll stop. See where it says we are using a Royal Rife frequency machine about halfway down?
Yep.
I'll stop there and you take over. Okay. I was warning some guys in their 20s. I'm glad I'm married now, because the kill-shotted are spreading a new STD to the healthy non-injected. One of them said, what? I said, doctors are reporting those healthy sleeping with kill-shotted girls are getting sick. One of them, who is a pure blood meaning never vaxxed, never tested, said, oh my God, looked to his other friend and said, I slept with that girl 2 weeks ago. After the second time during that weekend, my nose started bleeding. That was 2 weeks ago. It won't stop, but it's on and off, and I bleed like never before. I bleed 2 full glasses of blood from my nose. Once it starts, I cannot get it to stop. And the writer says, he is very scared. Pass this warning to your single friends. The kill-shotted are diseased and spreading a new dangerous STD. The kill-shotted are dangerous to the healthy, is what we now know. Spread this post to others by email and to groups and social media. People need to hear how people are getting severely sick. My wife and I have both gotten severely sick since the kill shot started 5 different times. The first time was 14 days. Second time was 10 days without treatment. You feel like somebody sucked the life out of you, as you have no energy and suffer extreme fatigue with many other symptoms. Now we have a treatment program and nip it ASAP upon exposure to those walking bioweapons, the vaxxed. But with these type of extreme conditions happening to the healthy, we must know what is happening inside us that we cannot see or feel. Are we being damaged for life from these exposures? What is happening to our bodies, short, mid, and long term? We all need to know.
Okay, so we are using a Royal Rife frequency machine, which does wonders. We have been experiencing taking NAC the night of exposure to those spreading disease, i.e., if they get close and we breathe in the air or they touch us. The sickest times we got were when we did not know about this and were near those on the beach for an extended period of time. Note, the sun causes them to sweat, which releases huge quantities of the poison. We won't even walk downwind of people we know now. We change direction to avoid breathing their poisons off their bodies.
That's smart.
We both took the kill shots, and we both got very sick. Then we were in a car with two kill-shotted that was like getting clubbed over the head. We both started getting scratchy throats and brain fog. We thought they were purebloods, so we asked as we started getting symptoms, and they confessed they took the shots. The symptoms started within 10 minutes, and by 20 minutes, we told them we have to get out of the car. Lastly, we thought we could go see a dance show at a theater. Using my Bluetooth app, I started noticing the count of MAC addresses that come out of those kill-shotted started to rise. First around 60, and then it broke 100 people radiating individual IDs from their body, and then it climbed to 200 to our astonishment. Then we started to get surrounded by them again. We noticed the scratchy throat. I was starting to think we have to leave, but my logic is saying $100 in tickets. We stayed, and the final count I took was 318 IDs. That's MAC addresses, just as we left. My wife could not take it, and then in my left eye, it felt like a cigar-sized group of needles sticking into my left eyeball. It was excruciating. My left eye has not been the same since. It feels sort of dry when I close my lid. We as humans need to start demanding vocally for health departments to address what is happening to the healthy. We know of many people getting sick, and we know of two women who have experienced severe abnormalities with their periods after an exposure event to the kill-shotted disease who never had problems before. This is a very scary and concerning reality we are all facing now. If the militaries fail, as the police have to address these crimes of treason and genocide, then we, the people, must initiate citizens' arrests of every person involved in any way, then hold public tribunals to prosecute and execute all involved. No more defense. It is time for a global offense against those murdering and injuring us en masse.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. We are being murdered and injured for life en masse. No question. All right, we have 30 seconds. We have to say goodnight. Good night, Erica. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, Jeff. Good night, everyone. Have a good evening.
And yes, thanks to all of you from both of us again, and we will be back on Friday. In the meantime, talk to you tomorrow night in 21 hours.